Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
After lengthy counts, the last council seat in the country has been filled in County Kildare. An independent Tom McDonnell, who's a builder from Newbridge, says that his victory is a stepping stone to the Dáil, where he wants to bring in incentives to get Irish women to breed more. First of all, Tom, thanks a million for joining us in the programme. Congratulations on your recent election to Kildare County Council. What do you mean by incentives to get Irish women to breed more?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank my running mates was Christopher McCormick, Leanne O'Neill, and I'd like to thank, personally, like to thank everybody that voted for me to put me in this position in the council. Yeah. What did I mean? When I'm frightened, I do things, you know. That's why I got involved in politics. I was never in politics in my life. And I get frightened. My children have left the country. They've immigrated to Australia, to Germany to work because they could not afford to buy a house or rent a house in this country. They could not afford to rent. The rents in Dublin are massive, massive, through the roof. Vulture funds pay no tax, as you know, and they had no option to leave the country. So when I'm frightened, I do, on a Saturday, I do a food bank. I've been doing that about a year or so, on the high street there in Newbridge, out to the town hall. And I look up and down, and I can't see no young Irish children. I can't see any, you know, of our own young children around. And it frightens me. It frightens me. And then I done a bit of research on it, and I found that our ladies, our great women, the great women of Ireland, who has the foundation of our state, are only having 1.5, 1.6 per ratio. And it's frightening. And what I was referring to is the girls to have more babies. Because you even look into Galway, the most popular boy's name in Galway over the last 2 years now has been Mohammed. And that wouldn't be an Irish name like Sean or Tomás, you know. It's not our name. So I think Irish ladies, the great women of this country, were just forced into work because they have to pay their bills. And they're not given any tax incentives. Like in Hungary, Viktor Orban gives tax incentives. By the more children you have, the more tax breaks you get.
And is that what you would like to see introduced here?
Oh, absolutely.
So the more children...
The indigenous Irish women, to the more children they have, the working women I'm referring to, the more children they have, the more tax breaks they get. So I would raise their tax, say the tax ban, I'm not an accountant or that, but I'd say the tax ban is 11,500. To rise that up, for if you have an additional child, to rise it up, say, another 7,000 or 8,000. So it incentivizes the working woman to have another child. And then where you need to pay for childcare, to subsidise her childcare, give her free childcare, that you make sure...
And who's going to subsidise all of this?
Well, we managed to get money to put people in all these asylum seekers places and all that. We'd no problem finding money for these refugees and all that. Could we not divert that money towards the Irish taxpayers?
But just so I'm clear, Tom, it's just the working Irish woman that you want to give this money to divert it to?
Well, I want to promote the working woman.
So if you're an unemployed female, an unemployed Irish female, you wouldn't get this incentive?
I would. An unemployed Irish female gets extra assistance with her child. She gets extra assistance. As you know, quite clearly, they get additional money. Yes.
What about the idea that just a lot of working Irish women may not want to have children?
Well, of course, but I think they're, well, I know, it's not that I think, I speak to them, I was on the doors, I knock, 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 and they says to me, we can't afford to have children, Tom, we can't afford our bills, our outgoings is too much, our mortgage is too much, our rents are too much, we can't afford to have them.
But that's not the sole reason, Tom.
I spoke to them on a one-to-one basis, and I said, if you got a tax break, would you have another child? And they says, of course we would. We can't afford them, Tom. We can't afford childcare, you know?
Is it not a very outdated and even possibly misogynistic view, Tom. That we'd effectively see women as a breeding ground, really.
Not
I mean, is
all,
that...
Not at all. Women are... See, I come from Mayo originally, the west of Ireland. And I'm come from a family of 10. And my mother and my father worked. He had three jobs. We had a farm. My dad was a postman. He was a fire chief, right? My mother ran the home. She never stopped baking. She never stopped making butter. She done the vegetables. The women are the foundation of the state. Without the women in Ireland, the women are unreal. They're brilliant.
But
they're
for most so, women, they're under, that they're is so not our place now, women, Tom.
Women are so undervalued in this country by our government. It's unbelievable. The women, only for the women of Ireland, we would have nothing. There'd be no Irish people here. You wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here. It's the women of Ireland I'm so proud of. And it's just unbelievable.
Do you see our... Is it? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'm trying to get a sense, Tom, of what it is you believe. Is it that our place is in the home?
Not at all. I says categorically, give them tax breaks to work. To work and...
Well, it was give them tax breaks to have children.
Don't be throwing all the money where it's diverted away from them. Give them an incentive to have a child and to work. Women are sure. Women are way better. Any woman is more efficient than any man. So women are all organised. They're the best ones to run any jobs, anything I've ever worked with. They've more people skills than anyone. Women are unreal. Great, like yourself, yeah, with people skills, sure.
Of the 1,400 odd people who voted for you, were they aware this was your position? Like, did you set out your stall on the doors that this is what you firmly believed?
I asked them. I asked them. They were saying we'd done a little research on it, and we were wondering why are all the kids leaving, and why are they not having enough children? Why? So we researched it, and it's 1.6. The average Irish girl is having 1.6. So in my day, there were 8 tins and big, massive families. And I wonder why. So they says Tom can't afford.
But it's also Tom. It's also aside from that. It's down to the fact that women are well educated. They're in incredibly good jobs. They just don't want to have 10 children. They don't want to stay at home and make butter and bake bread.
My niece is an accountant, and she has a mortgage, a £400,000 mortgage. And I asked her, she says she runs her car. She couldn't afford to have a child. I couldn't afford Tom to have a child, you know. I get no incentive from the government whatsoever, you know. Absolutely no incentive at all. Between childcare and paying mortgage, how could I afford to have a child, Tom?
Do you think that this is something that, like, I'm sure you're well versed and know well what the capacities and capabilities of what county councillors can do. This isn't something you're going to be able to bring in.
The election last night is only a stepping stone to the Dáil.
Do you intend to run for Dáil Éireann?
Oh yes.
So you will contest the next general election?
Of course I do. Yes, of course I do.
And will this be part of the manifesto?
Obviously. I love loads of manifestos that will incentivise the great women of Ireland. Yeah, because it's you don't realise how important the woman is. You know.
Oh sure, I know well. Yeah. But I don't know what you do with me, Tom. I'm 39 and I don't have children.
You don't have
no.
Yeah.
I'd probably be put down.
That's your personal choice.
It is, exactly. And tax incentive or no tax incentive, that'll not change my mind, Tom.
Yeah, well, that's a personal choice, yeah. You probably like to go out to the nightclubs and whatever, like the rest, you know. Yeah, fair play to you.
You don't
want to be looking after a baby. That's your own personal choice.
It's not a decision.
You probably call to them nightclubs in Dublin, the big nightclubs all over Dublin, and you don't want to be minding the baby at home. That's your personal choice. Fair play to you.
But do you not think that everybody should...
Are you married? No, well, you're single, girl. Fair play to you.
Yeah.
You're a lucky woman, aren't you?
I actually regard myself as I am, yeah.
Yeah, of course, you have your freedom. You can go to anywhere, or go to Spain, or go anywhere you like. You don't have to mind a child, yeah?
But do you honestly think that incentivising women to have children, you think that will increase
birth rates.
Yeah, well, I think we're in danger here of being bred out in a few
extinction.
Years. As all our young are leaving here, and they're having kids in Australia and all that. You know, they're having 3 and 4 and 5 over in Australia, and they're not having them there. Because
I don't know that they're all having 3 and 4 and 5
all
children.
They are. I have loads of friends who have families over there. Right. And they're all having them. Yeah.
You're going to contest the general election anyway, Tom. You are.
Of course I am. Yeah. This is last night was only a stepping stone. So I'll talk about the issues there in Newbridge. There we can talk about like the monastery at the bottom of the town was taken away. It was bought by the county council for the youth of Newbridge, and it was given away as an asylum seeker place.
Is it an anti-migrant position?
I don't know at all. Who's anti-migrant at all? What are you on about that for? We love having people here from all around the world. We love them. But we like people to be vetted, though. You know, they have to be vetted to come into our country. Like when I went to, my sons and I went to Australia, they were well vetted. And I went to America there 4 years ago. I had to be vetted, you know? Yeah. No, love people all over the world. Love different cultures.
Right. Tom, listen, thank you very much for joining us. As I said, I read some of the comments in the papers after your election, and I was interested to chat to you here on the show today, but you obviously do stand firmly by them. Listen, thank you for your time in the programme.
Yeah, thanks very much. It's a pleasure talking to you. Give me a call anytime you like.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.